The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Electric Picnic in Stradbally is on this weekend with expected 80,000 people in attendance. So the weekend is jam-packed with artists and DJ tents and food trucks and artists Chapel Roan, Hosier to Kneecap, plenty to see and enjoy. Now, joining us from County Laois is Mikey O'Loughlin, showbiz editor for RSVP. Mikey, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
You journeyed down last night. How was your overnight weather?
The weather was cold. When we arrived yesterday evening into the campsite, it was very cold. And I did worry for the night time. But as we ventured into the main arena and around Trenchtown and Freetown to see what was going on, it did start to warm up a small bit. And my sleep was undisturbed. So that was great. Mm. It hasn't been too cold overnight so far.
And what about rain? Because there was supposed to be 3 millimetres of rain in an hour falling on Stradbally, with the expectation that it could make some of the areas a little bit mucky.
There is definitely muck around, and there was a bit of drizzle here and there, but nothing out of the ordinary. And it was still fine to walk around, and it hasn't hindered our enjoyment so far. I think tonight is where the worry will be and what it's going to be like on Saturday then as well. So fingers crossed there isn't too much rain and we can still get on with our activities.
Okay, what are you looking forward to?
Definitely Chapel Roan. She has become this big sensation. You know, almost this time last year, people really were just getting to know her, and she's become this global megastar. I'm very excited for David Gray as well. I was a bridesmaid for my friend Chloe earlier this year, and her first dance was the one I love. So I'm very excited to see him. Kingfisher, again, they've been the band of the summer. Very excited to see Confidence Man and Fatboy Slim as well. They're kind of my main picks for over the weekend.
Now, the question of what you can bring, I mean, people last week going to Robbie in Croke Park were surprised to find their umbrellas taken from them and rucksacks that they had. No, sorry, you can't bring that in. So discarded rucksacks everywhere. You can bring a rucksack, of course, to EP because you have to carry your gear with you. But what are you not allowed?
So your umbrellas, as you mentioned there, they're not allowed into the main arena. You're not allowed to bring any alcohol into the main arena. You're allowed to bring a litre of spirits and 48 cans to your tent. They can bring them from your car into the campsite. You're not allowed to bring copious amounts of food or any copious amounts of any type of drink either. And they're kind of the main rules people need to follow. No big speakers. When we were coming through security yesterday, that was the question that was been asked to anybody, is have you big speakers and have you glass? So glass could be for your food, your alcohol, even makeup products. So just decant anything that you have into plastic, and you should be safe, and avoid the big speakers and avoid the big umbrellas.
So if you're getting some vodka, you have to decant it into a plastic bottle to be allowed in.
Absolutely. And that's what I had to do during the week. The glass bottle was put into a plastic bottle. And it's obviously for safety reasons as well. And you don't want to take it off you on the way in, because you won't get an opportunity to buy anything like that on the campsite.
Okay, now there's a list of items that you're not permitted to bring in. I mean, not many people might want to bring some of these things in, but disposable vapes are not allowed. Refillable vapes are allowed. You can't bring a drone in or any remote flying device. You can't bring fireworks or flares or blow torches, sky lanterns, kites, megaphones, gas canisters, cylinders, spray cans, skateboards, scooters, hoverboards, or any personal motorized vehicles.
That is a long list. And the spray cans did get me one year. I did have a bottle of hairspray taken off me on the way in, which I was very upset about. So I know to bring the miniature ones at the moment to ensure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm told that there are exemptions for things like perfume bottle, you know, that tiny, maybe 50 mil or 100 mil. They're not going to steal your perfume if you bring it in. What's the likelihood of tickets going on sale for Electric Picnic 2026?
Yes, there is already talk about Electric Picnic 2026. So a loyalty scheme went online a couple of weeks ago. So if you've been to Electric Picnic before, you do get discounted tickets, and the tickets do go on sale next Wednesday. So we're only here now less than 24 hours, and there is already talk of who's going to be buying the tickets, how we're going to buy the tickets, and how that will all work. And what the most fantastic thing about Electric Picnic is, these tickets go on sale with people not knowing the headliners for next year. So you kind of go in buying it blindly. But every year, the Electric Picnic doesn't disappoint. There's so much to do here as well. I know we mentioned the headliners, but, you know, there's comedy stages. Emma Doran, Darrow Breen, Foil Arms and Hogg, Garrod Farrelly and Janet Regan are playing there. There's a huge podcast area. I'm Grandma. Mary McCallum's having a Sunday brunch. There's the Today FM Soundgarden. I'm going to be going to see Laboom. and I'm quite excited for Dara Quilty's Ibiza Bangers as well. There's so many different areas and hidden gems. Like, this is my seventh time here, and you still don't get to see all of it. And that was the beauty of going down on Thursday last night. There's no headliners, there's no big acts, and you can just kind of mosey around and see all the small little areas, yeah, the quirky parts of it as well. And Mother After Dark, of course, is a highlight as well, which I'm really looking forward to.
Mikey O'Loughlin, Showbiz Editor for RSVP, thank you very much. Well, with the mixed weather forecast for Electric Picnic, we wanted to get Henry McKean festival ready, and we asked him to test raincoats with a watering can and a bucket of water. And he sent us this report from the Great Outdoors Store.
So we're here in the Great Outdoors on Georgia Street, and we're with Mark Smith. Mark, I'm shopping for an Electric Picnic raincoat, an EP, get through the bad weather. What can you recommend?
Yeah, well, you've come to the right place. So we have a great selection of lightweight, breathable rain jackets, perfect for this time of year, especially when you're going to be dancing around at Electric Picnic. So lots of really cool, bright colours from brands like the North Face and Columbia. Super lightweight, very packable. You can pop them into your backpack, pop them into your pocket when it's between showers or when you're going inside. Again, super breathable, really, really comfortable to be at, to be wearing in this sort of conditions.
So I'll try this one on. I'm going to give it a go. So that is actually very, very light. I can feel it. It's almost like really good quality paper that you keep for special occasions. Isn't that absolutely gorgeous? And we are expecting some really bad weather over the weekend in Stradbally. And we actually have something here to test it.
Runs straight off.
Oh, duck's back.
Yeah.
Look at that. That could possibly get me through the weekend.
It certainly will, especially with the much heavier showers that are to come. For those who are slightly more reserved, we have a nice lightweight black one from Columbia Sports. Big underarm zips, so when you're dancing around, you get lots of airflow.
Look at this.
Now, pop that one on, see what you think. I'll get the watering can ready.
And this one, again, is good quality. A little heavier, but I could actually wear this walking the dog, not just for EP. Oh, look at that fancy zip. Okay, yeah, right, here's the test.
Again.
Let's try this. Okay. Let's try this. Okay, we're in EP, and it's raining, and it's flooding.
Just running straight off you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at the only thing that's wet are my shoes.
I know, we're going to have to get you some waterproof shoes now.
This is like proper, it's like a duck. Look at that, proper Teflon stuff. Brilliant.
So,
okay, we'll try another jacket.
Up to this one here. So if you are a hill walker or you're active outdoors and the winter is coming, this jacket is a Gore-Tex jacket from Raab. So much heavier weight, much more robust. Great if you're going to be active in the hills every weekend, but perfect for this weekend as well. So a little bit more sustainable. It's not just buying it for Electric Picnic. It's buying it for, I suppose, your pastimes as well.
So we're going to pour some more water again.
I think you should put the hood up this time. Yeah, we'll do it properly.
Right. Oh, this is beautiful. You are, you've just poured water all over the hood. And I'm surprisingly quite dry here. Oh, I managed to somehow whack a load of water into my face just as I took
that
off.
One more if you didn't want to wear a jacket.
So this is like a classy poncho, not one of these throwaway ones. Mac in a sack. Wow, so this is like the sort of thing they would actually use professionally.
Absolutely. It's nice and small, pack away. You can just have it hanging off your belt, and then when the rain comes down, you pop it on.
Okay, so
and all your friends will see you a mile away.
So all my friends will see it a mile away, and this is bright blue for the listeners at home, and this will really get me through the bad weather forecast.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this is, I suppose, the bucket test now, isn't it?
We're
going
to
have to get the bucket.
We're going to have to get the bucket.
We're going to get the bucket of water, I think. So we're here standing outside the Great Outdoors on Georgia Street, and I'm wearing this poncho. I'm here with Mark Smith. You've got some water in a bucket. Tell me when you're ready, and we'll give this a go.
I'm definitely ready. I've been waiting for this
day. Waiting for this all day. Okay.
You're ready?
I'm ready. Let's see. Oh my God! I felt that water hit me, but can I feel it on my skin? Actually, no. Just on my hands. I'm a little bit of wetness there. This works.
Absolutely.
This actually works. So get some good gear before EP and try and stay dry this festival season.
So the intrepid Henry McKean getting himself, well, exterior-wise wet, but interior-wise quite dry. He was there with Mark Smith at the Great Outdoors in George Street in Dublin, getting festival ready. Regarding EP, says one listener, as a festival veteran of the last 30 years, the one piece of advice for anyone going to EP is shorts, shorts, shorts. Avoid the trench foot. Your legs dry quicker than long pants do. Now, still to come on News Talk, slimmers are stockpiling a weight loss drug in the UK ahead of a massive price hike expected in price. But next, the question of Israel. If you're an Israeli, you are brainwashed into thinking that Israel is always right and perhaps nobody else agrees with you. But that is coming up in a moment. A thoughtful interview from an Israeli who no longer lives there.